80th birthday. So my question today is, let's suppose God could actually hear you, and what would you like to give to Merle today? And I'm asking you,
what would you like to give Myrtle today? Yes. Now, just you can do it later, but what would you like? What category? What?
Peace.
Peace.
Amen. That was okay. Just going to say that.
Anybody else?
Health.
Health. Yes. She's 80 years old and has some challenges. Yes, health. Anything else? Let's suppose God's listening to you and you're going to get your wish answered. Yes?
Strength.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
And?
Okay, let me put that in the category of some prophetic words that God's going to give her some confidence. So we can add prophetic words because we're actually going to do this. We can come around Myrtle and give her some of these blessings and peace and finances and whatever. Anything else?
Answered promises.
Answered promises. Yes?
Encouragement.
Encouragement. Oh, yes. Anybody want to give her some encouraging words? Yes?
Assurance that God still got a purpose for
her. Excellent. Yes.
Opportunity for God adventures.
For what? God adventures.
God adventures. Ooh, oh,
good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Well, let's take a few moments and do that. Here's Myrtle, and go to her.
Christmas joy.
Everything.
Merry Christmas.
You have Myrtle here for such a time as this, Father God. And I just pray and ask you for encouragement. So let her remember that she is not alone. Let her remember that you are with her. Not sometimes, but you said all the times. And that you will never leave her, you will never forsake her. So Myrtle, the Lord's word is truth. So as he said, he will never leave you, he will never forsake you. He is always with you, and he always will supply all your needs. He said if he can supply the needs of the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, how much more he will do for his daughter. So don't forget, he is with you. Every day he puts you down to rest at night, and in the morning his mercies are new, and also his grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Be encouraged, my sister.
And Lord, I just thank you for the inheritance that Myrtle has, Father, for her children, Father, that she has loved and prayed over her children, Father, that she will see and continue to see the fruits and blessings and the promises over her children, Lord. And we just speak divine health over her, Lord Jesus, divine health, wholeness, abundant life, total fullness, Father, that she would have the fullness and the joy and the purpose that you have called her, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. She is part of that World War II generation, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for her. In Jesus' name.
Who did the artwork?
It wasn't me.
I found it online.
Myrtle the turtle.
Yes. Myrtle the turtle.
As I was
thinking about what I would say, Lord brought to my mind our study in Job right now, and how Job suffered terribly, and Job cried out to God, and a long time he didn't hear anything, but God was watching everything, and God was hearing everything, and God would answer, and God would validate him. And that's my prayer for you, Myrtle, is that God sees everything. God hears everything. God hears your prayers. God knows your thoughts. He knows the cries of your heart. And right now, you have times where you don't understand everything. You don't understand why everything is the way it is. But guess what? God hears, and God sees, and God will answer. And we just pray for that. And I pray, Lord, that you would just keep her encouraged, God. Keep her faith strong in these times where it's still confusing. But I thank you, God, that you see and hear everything. And we thank you for what you're going to bring. Thank you, God. I just pray this in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, that you promise us that as we love one another, your love will show through us. And we just heap on Myrtle right now all the love of your family gathered around her. And, Lord, I just encourage her to feel that love and to feel that we all love her, we all embrace her, and we all include her as a part of our lives and a part of our opportunity to serve God. Mm. And we thank you for the many years that you've served God. And 80 is a small number. You can go much further. So we encourage that with good health.
Yes,
says someone who knows. Myrtle, the word I keep getting from God for you is freedom. Freedom from things like thorns in the flesh. And I'm not sure what else. But he wants to give you freedom this year.
People give ideas and that I haven't heard prayed over her yet. I can't remember them all, but you said it. You remember it. You come pray it for her.
Don't you want her to have it? I still have to be healed.
Lord, we just speak healing over Myrtle, yes. Lord. We speak healing for her spirit, her soul, and her body, Lord. I just speak clarity, Lord. I ask that you would just blow away any fuzziness, Lord. We just be clarity. We just ask that you would, Lord, we just thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you are gracing her with many days, Lord, and I just ask that you would give her God opportunities, Lord. Her heart is to serve you. Her heart is to let people know of who you really are, Lord. And so I just ask for more God opportunities for her each day. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I just ask that you'll impart deep within Myrtle how much you love her, how special she is to you and to all of us, Lord, how much she is loved and treasured, even though it may not seem like it sometimes with the body of Christ or with family, friends, whatever, Lord, but let that core of knowledge of your deep abiding love for her, for you loved us so much that you gave your only son that we might believe in him and have eternal life. But your mercies are new every morning, your love, nothing can separate us from your love. And I just impart that to Myrtle right now, Lord Jesus, in your name, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The spirit of hope and peace increases over Myrtle, that you'd be doing a new thing, that no longer the past would determine what you have for the future. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, I pray right now that you do a new thing, and that you do a new thing, that you release that healing over in the heart and physically, that you do a new thing, and that that you would pour where she's just dancing in the freedom of you. Amen.
So God, we speak to Myrtle's spirit and say, rise up in the royalty that God has put in you, in the royal robes that he has put on you over all the years of serving him and learning about him, that all of that will come together in total comprehension, that you will give her in her body and soul and spirit, that you will give her your perfect balance, Lord. Not just physically not falling over, but your balance, your evenness, your comprehension, your knowing all the aspects of God and how God fits in her life and how she fits in your kingdom, Lord. And I just say, and God, I ask that you will give Myrtle a clear picture of where she is now and begin to give her glimpses of where she's going to be with you, so that when that time comes, maybe 20 or 30 years, but when that time comes, she'll know what you have in store for her, and her heart will be so eager that she'll just step across that line and be with you. Amen.
If you come up with something else, grab Myrtle before she leaves today. In the meantime, you might notice that she does have the ruby slippers. Okay, one more.
No. I don't know if this is for Myrtle, if this is for you or not, but I'm up here because God made it very clear that he wanted me to pass on a message today. Jim has been opening the service by telling us about how we've been under attack. And boy, was I under attack last night. When I woke up this morning, I woke up to a horrible dream, one of those dreams that makes you talk out loud. And I got up and I was heading towards the kitchen for my coffee. And I had just taken a sip of my coffee when the Lord said, this is our fight. You don't have to fight this alone. I've given you the tools to fight. Jesus has already paid the price for us. I've given you my word, and I've given you my son in the form of a baby that was born on Christmas, or so we've named it as Christmas, and he went to the cross for us. So Fred has the best worship team I've ever seen, and I want us all to come together and worship. And as it says on the banner, let's come and adore him. And I want us to carry that peace as we leave the building and take it home with us.